Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, a service of the Legionaries of Christ.
An RC Meditation for April 30th, 2024. Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent. Danger of Slavery. From the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives it, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." Introductory Prayer. Lord, thank you for granting me the opportunity to be with you. There are things in life, Lord, that attract me, but you attract me more. I hope in you, and I love you. Maybe I don't really understand what it means to love, and maybe I don't love the way I should, but I do love you. Petition. Lord, help me always to remember who I am, where I come from, and where I am going. First Reflection. Activism. In today's culture, many people believe, almost religiously, that what they do will eventually make them someone. They believe that from doing flows being, since their activity defines them. This makes it easy for them to be exploited. In 19th century America, a slave was often not told his birthday, so he could never really know who he was. He was just made to work. This same temptation exists today. Many people work such long hours, some as a means of escape from difficulties or responsibilities at home, others for the satisfaction they feel seeing a job completed, still others just to earn more money and to be able to afford a more comfortable life. However, these are all manifestations of the same slavery. Second Reflection. My true identity. With his example, however, Christ shows us a different way of life, a way that goes against the current. First, I have to be. Then my doing will flow from my being. Christ says again and again, "I am the Son of my Father. Now I will act accordingly." When Moses asked God of the burning bush who he was, he said, "I am who am." Who am I? What defines me is my relationship with God. Just imagine this. I have the privilege of being a child of God. God has loved me so much that he has adopted me as his child. This is something worthwhile. This is who I really am, and I should act accordingly, as Christ taught me. Third Reflection. True Peace. Christ's great peace comes as a consequence of meditating on and living out who I really am. When I meditate, I discover that I am God's creature. Suddenly, I find the strength to face reality. Others will be unable to exploit me, and I will stop exploiting others because I am, and they are, children of God. My dignity derives from this fundamental truth. I was created in God's image and likeness. I came from God, and he has invited me to return to him and be happy with him for all eternity. Conversation with Christ. Lord, I have the bad habit of focusing on my doing. That is why I am always anxious. I want to be like you, Lord, seeing first who I am and letting my activity flow from that. This will bring me peace. However, Lord, I need your grace. Help me to live as a true son or daughter. Resolution. Today, I will do 2 kind acts for someone who is troubled, in order to help them experience God's love for them.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.